Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 41. The Bible verse is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and it reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In that passage from Matthew 11, it starts off with, "Come to me." Especially when I'm traveling, I realize that regardless of where I am, whether I am in town, out of town, at my desk, or whatever in the little makeshift place that I have to do my quiet time, that each day I have to make that choice. I have to make that choice. How am I going to start off my day? I've learned a lot about first fruits. And I know that God has given me so much. And I want to work for Him. I know no better life than a life of walking with Him and working with Him. And so I don't want to have my thinking off. And it can get off very quickly, very easily. And so I think about that first fruits. I want to be involved in the work for Him right off the top of my day. But I don't want to stop there. I want to do as Paul has written, pray unceasingly to quickly come back to Him. I don't always remember to do that. I'm always surprised sometimes. Sometimes I set a little timer, a timer up, you know, like if I, let's say that I stop, drop, and pray. So I start a timer when I do that, counting up, so that I can have an idea when was the last time I actually did that. And I'm telling you, I always get shocked. It's like, whoa, it seems like I cannot believe, you know, sometimes hours have gone by before I have really turned my mind and heart back to the things of God. And that's a very dangerous place to be, particularly in today's age where the agenda that is opposing God is very loud, very, very loud. And so I want to be in the habit of coming to Him. It says, "Come to me." I want to bring not just my body, but I want to bring both my mind and my heart. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." I had underlined that word, weary and burdened. You know, it's that heaviness that comes on to me out of fear. Heaviness and fear. It can descend on me unnoticed. Almost until it is too late. In truth, it's never too late. It's never too late for me to call out to the Lord. I never want to forget that. Regardless of how many mistakes I make or how far I go without the Lord, I want to remember that I can always come to Him, come back to Him. I can always ask for mercy and forgiveness. But sometimes, you know, that heaviness can come and I didn't even see how I was getting off track. You know, yesterday I was traveling, which meant that my sister dropped me off at the airport maybe about 7:15 in the morning. My plane was leaving like at 8:40. And it was in an airport that I was not familiar, although I had flown into the airport twice now. I mean, I've flown into, so twice I've flown in and into that airport, and I left last time, the same airport. I left by myself, but that was like 2 years ago. Lots of changes. They had done a lot of work on that airport, and it was just, you know, one of those things. And not only that, whenever I go to an airport, because I have made this commitment to not get into the food. Food is a besetting sin for me. It is one of the ways that Satan can quickly get his foot in the door of my life. And so I have learned over the years, don't even think about it. Don't even get near it. Make sure that you take care of your food. And this is one of the things that I do encourage in this ministry. I teach what I do. And so I know that there are probably many ways that people could get over this besetting sin of food. But I just know to teach what I do. It helps me to stay away from hypocrisy. So my hope is that what you hear me do and say on these meetings, this is what I will always be doing and saying when I'm saying it. I'm not talking to you about some theoretical stuff to do that I actually do it. And one of the things that I actually do is to plan out my food. What am I going to do in that day? And if I don't know specifically, I definitely know generically what I'm doing. I have a template that I follow so that in the morning I'm not even trying to figure out what types of things I'm going to do at breakfast. I know that for me personally, I have a protein and I have a fruit. And then at lunch, I have, you know, other things that I know are in line for me. And so going to the airport, it was going to be a challenge always, because now with, you know, going through security, and different places have different things. You know, you would think that it would be uniformity, but it's not. Even the way that they have you line up and whatever. And it was interesting because yesterday when I went, they also had the dogs out. I've had this before, you know, where they have the dogs that are sniffing for everything. They sniff. And so you have to walk two by two. And the dogs walk in between, you know, in you. They're sniffing you, sniffing everything you have and whatever. And you're going over to the, then you go over to the line. And depending on whether you have TSA or whatever else, whether you take your shoes off, I can't never remember whether they're going to make you take your shoes off, whatever, or take the computer out. I'm grateful usually I don't have to do that anymore, or whatever, because I have a lot of electronics usually, but they haven't, so in this airport they didn't. And then I've also learned a lot of other little tricks. I was happened to look to one of the things on the YouTube, and this woman was saying that she always wears layers when she travels, and her outer layer usually has a lot of pockets, and she makes sure that she has her phone in that pocket and anything else that might set off when she goes through. And I took that advice, and I made sure that my glasses, I usually keep my glasses on a metal holder, and that was in that pocket, and also my, my phone and all the other things, so that when I got to the place, all I needed to do was to take off that outer thing and just put it in that little bucket and just walk through. So I have learned, hopefully I've learned, how not to keep setting off those machines, which means that I would have to keep walking back and forth between those things. The other thing, too, has been my food. And I have learned two things that I learned again or relearned on this trip. Number one is when always take what they call a hostage meal, meaning that that I have a meal planned for the time when I am on the plane, but to have a meal planned for times when the plane might be delayed, or I might have to end up staying in the airport longer than I believed that I was going to. The other thing I was taught, and I keep in mind that I do, is to make sure that I have a scale because I do weigh and measure my food. So I have a very small little tiny scale, but I also have extra batteries for this scale. And I also have a cup and a tablespoon, both of those things that I use when I measure my food. And then all of the food that I have, I want it so that it can go through that security without being taken away. I've had many times when I've had food taken away, which means that I have to call my sponsor and then redo the food when I get over to the other side outside of security. So I have learned how to get smart. I am not about trying to have a number 10 meal when I'm traveling. It is like, get the meal done, and get it small enough that it travels, and to remember what they even told me when I first started out, and that is that there is another meal coming. Don't even worry about it, Pat. Guess what? You can have abstinence meal that is just very compact, and you can get it done. And that was what I had, and I was telling someone, or I know I told the board of directors, I was very grateful that I had gotten some new containers too. And they definitely were quite helpful to me as I traveled. I found some little, they were plastic, and they were actually microwavable too. And they were small, but they also had tops on them that you screw the tops on, but the top of the tops could screw on to the bottom of another container of the same size, so I could actually stack them inside of my backpack. And that's another thing that I did do, and I'm grateful because God has made this. I'll be 75 in April, and I have a backpack, and it has nice pockets in it. I had was able to put my laptop plus my iPad in that, but it had deep pockets that I could put my food, both the hostage meals and all the other things. And then it had another pocket that I could put my Bible in, my pen and my ruler in. And so, being organized, it was very, very important. And all of that fit into because the way that I was traveling yesterday, I didn't have I was on the economy line because I was traveling from coast to coast, and when I got my tickets, I needed to get economy because I was going to pay an arm and a leg otherwise if I didn't. So I had economy, which meant that I couldn't even have a, I could only have what they call a personal item, which was my backpack. I didn't have a roll of carry-on or anything. So everything had to fit into that backpack and on this 74-year-old woman's back. And it did. God did it. God is an amazing God, in that. And then not only that, it had to fit under my seat when I got on the plane, Yep, it did that too, that backpack that I had, has straps on the side that you can actually pull to make it even flatter than what it needs to be and to go under that seat. So I had all of my food and everything that I needed to do, and so I was grateful, and that helps. That preparation before time helps a lot in making sure that I don't feel weary and burdened, because that weariness is by that mind thing. And God helps me to stay organized, very, very organized, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Being able, and he's so funny how he works too, because usually I like to have a paper, when you check into the airport, I like to have it on paper. But at my sister's house, I didn't have access to a printer or anything like that, so I couldn't do all of that. In the last minute, the Lord said, you know, just take a picture of the, because it came up on my email, let's take a picture of it, you know, and whatever. And boy, I'm so grateful for that, because once I got there, it was an opportunity for me to check my bags right on the outside. And I could bring everything up on my phone, and I ended up using the whole thing. And God taught me that. He taught me again about this whole thing about not being weary or burdened, or, you know, and what I need to do, the preparation for that. And it says here, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I've said that before. You know, there's a difference between rest and sleep. I've heard people, they get so uptight about wanting to make sure they get enough sleep. And believe me, I know we need sleep. But you know, in my understanding, there's a higher priority than sleep. And that is called rest. And that rest comes when I remember who I am in the Lord, and I give him time to speak into my life. So that means that there have been times when I have not been able to get the quote-unquote sleep that I want to get, because I have changed time zones. You know, I have, like for me, I came from the East Coast over to the West Coast and vice versa and back, and yesterday the same thing too. But this is what I know, is that at the beginning of every day, God has taught me the importance of having rest in him. I get the rest by, again, remembering who I am in the Lord. And that means starting my day off in prayer, on my knees, thanking him that he saved me. He saved my life. He's given me new life. And I want to get on my knees and thank him for that, regardless of how much sleep I got. Regardless of that, because this is what I do know too, is that let me start my day off without that rest, and I am opening myself up for anxiety and disorganization, all of those things, which is a backdrop for craziness for me. Not maybe for other people, but I can tell you, you know, for many years I struggled with food. For many years I struggled with a lot of things that I do not struggle with today, because I remember who I belong to. I belong to the Lord, and I put a big premium on peace. And my peace is not dependent on the amount of sleep that I get. My peace is dependent on the amount of rest that I get, and I get the rest from the Lord. I get the rest. You know, he restores me. He helps me to release anything that is not of him, and to remember how, you know, he works in my life. So it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. I want to know what his word says to me today. What is it saying to me today? What is that nugget that is going to help me walk through my day with my head up straight, with my back straight, you know, confidently, not arrogantly, but confidently? You know, I don't want to be crowded out by the clamor of the world. I want to remember that I have a choice, and I want to fearlessly take that choice. And I know that if I feel like I can't do it, I can call on the Holy Spirit. I can call on the Spirit, and he helps me. Thank you, Lord, for the indwelling Holy Spirit, but thank you for the gift of asking the Spirit to fill me to overflowing. But let me pray. Father, I just thank you so very, very much for the things that you teach me. I want to come to you whenever I am burdened or weary, to learn from you, just to learn from you. I am never alone. You are with me, Jesus. Thank you so very, very much for my salvation. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray.